going to bring our guest in?
Yeah.
Show it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right, I'm going to let him sit here and I'm going to go and stand up there.
Okay. 2:15, Radio 1's longest ever show ever with myself, Chris, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Greg James. And please welcome Mr. Richard Madeley. Hey. Richard. Welcome back.
Sit down.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
I'm all right.
How many hours now? Seven?
7 hours, 46 minutes.
We did the first ITV telethon.
Right.
In 1988, me and Judy, and we did the Granada end of it.
Yeah.
Which involved, you know, the opt-outs and doing a bit of network stuff with Michael Aspel. And we did 27 hours without even really a sit-down. I'll tell you what, mate, at about 15 hours, you start getting a bit delusional.
Mm, yeah.
You really do.
Seriously. Are you Richard or Judy?
Started.
Are you Richard or Judy?
Judy. It's obvious.
I'll tell you.
I was feeling a bit delusional after
Hello,
about
mate.
Two. Hello, how are you?
You all right?
I was feeling a bit delusional after about 2 or 3 hours this morning. So
I've heard.
Yeah, the idea of us going to 40-odd hours is ridiculous.
It comes in waves. People say, is it like jet lag? And no, it's not. It's really odd. I remember about 18 hours gone, Judy went to just put some hairspray on her, put some deodorant on, and she put deodorant on her hair and hairspray on her
Wow, she is crazy.
Yeah, but she's crazy like that. Yeah. That's my duty.
She does it at home now every day.
So what you're saying is basically it's not a good idea.
No, it's not. It's bad for you. And if you're going to go, I won't say what you're aiming, the longer.
We're going to try. Well, 37 hours is the Radio 1 record.
Right.
The 37 hours is Simon Mayo's record. And then 50 hours will be a new Guinness World Record. And if we do 50, that brings us to like something like 8:30 or something Friday mornings, then we're all there then, so we may as well push through to 10, 10:30 and 51, 52 hours, whatever it is. Somewhere.
Are you accumulating any nap time as you go
through? Yeah, we got a 5-minute break every hour.
Did you take it?
We haven't taken it.
No. Not yet.
But can you add that up then? Can you still?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could build that into 40 minutes or an hour or whatever you want.
Well, one piece of, just a bit of advice.
Go on.
Okay, and I was roughly your age when we did it.
24? Yeah. Really?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Right.
Try not to take the nap. It's a bummer because it's really hard to wake up. Mm. And if you've got to be back, you know, otherwise you lose the record. Sometimes some people, some other presenters who did take a nap, we didn't, we're actually fighting off the producers who were literally punching them, you know, to get out because you go into.
Oh, I like that idea, though. I like that.
Yeah, brace yourself.
I'll give you a list of who to wake me up. Chris, bang!
Right there. I never liked you anyway. Bosh.
So listen, you must be really busy at the moment because every Sunday, right? Like I had to for a few weeks, but you're keeping going. Got to traipse, haul your ass,
to Shepperton,
miles away to the middle of blooming nowhere,
to
Shepperton to watch Chloe on Dancing on Ice.
Well, I trotted it up actually the other day. I do a fresh banner. It's become a sort of superstition. I can't not do it, right?
Right.
So I do a fresh banner on Sunday afternoons after lunch. That takes an hour. Just takes an hour.
Yeah.
And then we get in the car and we go to Shepperton, and the whole thing happens, and then we obviously have a drink afterwards in the bar, and we get home. It's 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's an 8-hour working day.
Yeah.
But she's doing great though, Chloe.
She's amazing.
Really, she's really, really,
she was brilliant
really
this weekend,
well.
I thought.
It was the best
amazing.
Cake, wasn't it? I've got something, actually. She gave me a note to give to you. I haven't looked at it.
To give to who?
To you.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, yeah.
One second.
It's probably got a swear word on it, so be careful.
Oh, she says, don't worry, it's not yours. It could be Dave's. So there you are. Oh, well, sorry to break the news to you, Richard. I don't know if you knew.
No,
right, sorry, I'm just throwing out another surprise. Right, so, good luck, Chris. Stay awake. Miss your pretty little mush down at the rink. Tell Dave I say, wassa. Does she say that to you?
I don't know.
Is that
we used to see her? Did she used to go
wassa?
You're a bit old for wassa, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably.
And then she says, tour in 2 weeks, Dave. So there you are.
I will see her for tour training in Sheffield.
Don't show that on camera, but you can read their little message there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And she's drawing a picture of you and
of
her.
Of both of us, yeah. I'll be seeing her for training.
So Chloe's doing the tour as well?
Yeah.
Which means you've got to go and see that.
Once.
Yeah, you don't have to go every night.
No, you have to go every night.
No. And
with a new banner every night.
You must be joking. No. Look, go on.
What if they ask you to be a guest judge on the tour?
Well, I couldn't, could I?
You've got a bias, haven't you?
I've got a bias. I'd obviously vote for Chloe.
I would trust you to be fair, Richard.
Well, you'd be trusting the wrong
one. Really?
Absolutely.
I'd
give Chloe 100%. 10 out of... That's
really?
A 10. But she fell over. It's a 10.
Yeah.
She meant to.
I give Chloe a 10. That wasn't Chloe skating. Whatever. She gets 10.
Hey, don't start.
I know, we've heard that story.
Have you told that story?
Did we tell that on...
I don't know.
No, we didn't tell on air, did we?
A terrible thing happened in week one. I can talk about it now, because it's gone. Terrible thing happened.
You know this, don't you?
Oh, I do know this story. Yeah.
Well, I don't know this
one
story.
One of the first people. Who were the first two to be voted off?
It was Ellen, wasn't it?
Yes, and Angela Rippon.
Yes.
Well, Ellen was wearing a very similar costume and had hair and a very similar style.
Ellen Reeves, this is.
Ellen
Reeves,
went, that's
yeah.
right. As Chloe. And at the end of this particular one, she got lost in the skate-off. And the lights went down, the show was off air, and the lights had gone down, but we were all having to stay on our seats for the health and safety while the riggers come down. Mm-hmm. And I thought Chloe skated past me, because the lights were down, because it looked like Chloe. Yeah. So I shouted a very rude message, basically saying, you were rubbish.
Yeah.
But it was much cruder than that.
Yeah.
And she turned and looked at me, and it wasn't Chloe.
Yeah.
It was Ellen Reeves.
Yeah.
I love that.
And she burst into tears and went,
you were rubbish! See ya!
She thought that she'd been heckled by TV's Richard Madeley.
But I thought it was my daughter. It was an ironic heckle to the wrong person.
I thought that someone let Frank Lampard in.
Yeah. It's an amazing show, that Dancing Lights. Because I've not really watched it before. I've seen it, but I've, you know... Oh, by the way.
Me too.
Philip Schofield, what a gig. Oh, that Dancing the Nights gig.
Yeah.
What a doddle.
Yeah.
You do that, your eyes closed. Do you ever watch This Morning?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch and go, I'd have done that better?
No. You can't do that.
I wouldn't have done it like that. No, I would have got the giggles.
You're not going to drag me into that whirlpool.
Come on.
I think...
He's a poor you, isn't he?
He's not a poor me. He's his own man. He's a good bloke, and he's a bloody good presenter.
Wink at me if you don't like him. Oh, he just winked.
He's got something in his eye.
He's lying.
He's got something in his eye.
Did you see that, Craig?
Yeah, I saw that.
You have to be one heck of a cocky kind of guy to make a comparison between, you know, your replacement or the person who, you know, took over from you and come up with, I'm better. I mean, you'd have to... Yeah.
Can I just say one thing that definitely was better about the old This Morning, mm-hmm. when you did it, was the floating weather map.
In Liverpool,
yeah. That is missing.
I agree. Well, we tried to get Fred the Weather to come down and do it, but he had strong sort of northern allegiances, and he thought that coming to London was a kind of betrayal, which it wasn't. It was just an evolution.
What a fool!
He should have done it.
Left him up there with his little floating map,
but
and
it was
then
expensive,
just gone.
And we did that. He did that. It didn't work, and we said, "Come on, we'll build it on the Thames. It'll be tidal.
Be amazing.
You know, sometimes it'll be out in the middle of the Thames.
You could have had tidal Talbot.
Oh, it would have been risky.
Tidal Talbot
would have been brilliant.
That might have swung it if we thought of that.
Are you still in touch with him?
Well,
that's show business for you. Well, what, really? You should have moved down to London, sweetheart.
But the Thames is busy. That would have been an extra bit of jeopardy for it, because it could be mowed down by a boat or anything.
Probably a boat.
That was what we're making for you. I want to see the weather, but I also want to see the weather with a bit of danger.
Yeah, of course.
So I'll tell you one thing that happened to him, that didn't happen to him, but very nearly did. Mm. He was in the forecast one day, and a Royal Naval submarine was docked out in the harbour, and they sent frogmen to pull him in. They did, honestly. And we knew nothing about it, and it was meticulously timed, and they'd got the transmission time of his weather forecast that day was like 2 minutes past 12 to 4 minutes past 12, and so these frogmen, and later we could see on the camera all the bubbles from the frogmen that came up, and just as he actually was a bit ahead of himself and he signed off, we came back to the studio and out came the frogmen and pulled him off and into the water. But it wasn't on camera.
Brilliant.
It wasn't on camera.
Brilliant. Ah, nightmare.
The special boat service got for him.
Well, Richard, thanks for popping in to see
Pleasure.
The three of us. We're going to play another record. If you have a question for Richard Madeley, mm-hmm. why not text it in? We might not necessarily read it out, but you can text it anyway.
I'll answer anything.
Eight? Really?
Well, no, I'll be asked anything. I might decline to answer.
Okay, fine. That would have been a very interesting interview, isn't it? Have you ever... anything. Pick anything out.
Question here from Fred Talbot.
Yes. Saying, do you miss me?
Yeah. Yes.
There you are. Right, 811-9, if you want to send a message into Richard Madeley, we'll be back after Eric Prince and Pajanu. That's what it says. Pajanu, Greg. Pajanu. Prince and Pajanu on Radio 1's longest ever show with myself, Chris Moyles, and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Greg James.
Hello.
And Richard Madeley.
What's yay!
Welcome back. Richard Madeley.
And we're back.
Greg, you had to interview because this is your show. You've got to do some work.
Yeah, have you not got any questions or anything?
Yeah, I've got loads of questions.
Come on, then.
How come you're so great?
Very young. How old are you, Greg?
I'm 25.
Well,
why don't you interview me?
Wait, chop liver.
Interview me.
Are you? No. What, you want Richard to interview you?
No. I was a huge fan of your This Morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You must have been a little weenie kitty.
When it was half term and stuff.
2001 we finished that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
No,
don't you?
No, I
just
think it was...
from VTs on YouTube, that kind of thing.
I loved it.
We used to sneak out from school to the fish and chip shop when I was at school.
Hmm.
And we used to have to get out of the playground, go across the road, through the cemetery of the local church and down the hill, and then left into the fish and chip shop. This was in Leeds. Mm. And You had to get in before the welcome back and the weather. If you did that, you knew you'd get hot chips and you'd be there'd be no queue.
Yeah,
right.
That's funny.
If you came back, if you ran to the fish and chip shop and the weather was already on,
yeah,
you knew there was that's
forget
a queue. There's a queue, and then you'd have to wait, and it'd be a nightmare.
These memories, these tiny little curly memories that are locked in forever.
Yeah,
God.
Do you not miss it being on telly every day?
I wondered, we both did actually, if it would be, you know, it becomes sort of part of the DNA, if we sort of evolved into sort of television creatures.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. In fact, I'd say the last 18 months since we stopped, I mean, we finished with a little experiment, as you know, on a satellite channel, a digital channel that didn't work at all.
Yeah, I've been doing that again.
Called Watch, that nobody did.
It was called Cashing In, I bet, though, wasn't it? Right.
And we stopped, and we sort of shook hands, Judy and I, and said, we will never commit to that kind of schedule again, because it's mad, you know.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't do this forever. You couldn't do the breakfast show forever. It would drive you insane. You know?
If they paid me enough, I'd do it.
No, you wouldn't, you know.
No. you wouldn't.
And in the end, if they paid you enough, you wouldn't have to do it. So
that's a good point. I'll go for that option. Okay.
So we kind of call it a day after 21 years of This Morning and the Channel 4 show. And honestly, I mean, Judy's written her novel. She submitted it to the publishers yesterday. She could never have done that. It's been a lifelong ambition. I'm filling in for Chris Evans, as you know, on Radio 2. In the
who's that, sorry?
And I've just come back from America doing a documentary for the BBC, and I'm doing more documentaries, and I've done a couple of pilots for Channel 4, and it's just great, you know. I can cherry pick, but that daily grind, you know, of where you have to be in that place for that period of time,
right.
Just
and you sucks, can't do anything else.
Sucks your life away. You can't do anything else.
Well, you know, it's lovely for you to be here. You know, and it's a testament to the show that it keeps on going. This morning is still phenomenal.
I know,
huge.
Mm.
Oh,
I mean, Richard was just saying when we were playing that last record, he went, well, of course, it's not a patch on what we did. The figures are down, the revenue. He said that Schofield is a clown, is what Richard said off the air. He'd never admit this on the air. And he said he's not
fit. I'm not even the trouble to deny this guy.
Richard said that Schofield's not fit to live with pigs and I stick up.
He said, yes, he is.
I know, and that kind of thing. And, you know, he did say he likes Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
You know, he did say
it
he
was
likes
all
her.
Off the record, Chris.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise it. Well, look, we're going to have some questions for Richard. If you have a question for Richard, text it in, 81199, and we're going to print some off. We're going to read them after the news. So we're going to do the news now, then we're going to do another push for some money, because it's all about comic relief. Hopefully Greg will say something in the next half hour of the show.
Well, I've got a fact, actually, for Richard, which I don't know, you might know about this. You know the Richard and Judy theme tune? Do you know who wrote that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I can't.
But people don't know this, and it's an amazing fact.
It's a cool fact, isn't it? Go on.
Judge Jules.
That's right.
Judge
Jules wrote the Richard.
Talk about money for old rope. That's an easier gig than Dancing on Ice.
It's funny, I can remember the This Morning theme instantly, but I have to be prompted for the Richard and Judy thing.
Something like that.
If you just switched on
at the end.
Yeah, had a good finish, didn't it?
There you are!
Oh, I can't
wait
to hear
it.
You played it.
I'm sorry, we played it.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
This has got to be worth £1 for comic relief, hasn't it?
Wait for the end, though.
Yeah, the bottom bass.
It's great. I mean, that is Judge Jules at his best, isn't it?
And if you used to watch it at the right time, if you ever saw them coming out of an ad break, right, if they weren't ready, it'd be like this. Ready? I don't care if you work experience, ask for coffee. Sorry. Welcome back. We're here with...
Very Harry Hill.
Right. Let's do the news, and we're going to ask for some more of your money for comic relief, and then we'll get back with more music and Mr. Madeley.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Is it news 2, Laura? Okay, good. Here's Tulip with the news. It's 2:30.
Radio and Newsbeat, there's more at 3:30.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Greg James for Comic Relief.
Hour
9.
Hour 9.
Wow. Hey, it's going to be good when we get into double figures, isn't it? Hour 10.
Yeah, because it'll be nearer the end.
Yeah.
We are doing this for Comic Relief. We're trying to raise as much money as we can. Richard Madeley is here, and he's being amazing and telling great stories. It has to be worth £1 of your money.
What, my money?
No, of anyone's money. People listening.
Have you given £1 yet, Richard?
No, I haven't.
Have you got your mobile with you?
Got your phone on you?
You know, it's next door.
Yeah, okay, of course it is.
I'll do more than that.
There's someone who's just texted in saying, I think this is the moment where Chris and Davis have gone slightly mad. They've just spotted a crack, the first crack.
What is it?
What?
Just that bit before the news.
Chris was a bit wobbly going to the news.
You were a bit wobbly, and someone just spotted it and said, I think this is the first sign
really?
That you've gone a little bit odd.
Yeah. Maybe I am too, because I didn't even notice anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, Laura, is this two?
Yeah. I did actually say that.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to turn on the news.
That's right.
Okay, let me have more of this gin.
Yeah, we've been decanting it into these water bottles.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
They can't. No one can tell.
I tell you what, I mentioned the telethon. That was 27 hours. Now, you're going to go into uncharted territory on this, your first drink when you come off air is unbelievable.
Is it like having five
like
pints
injecting
in one?
It into your eyeballs.
Oh!
It's unbelievable.
Roll on that time, Greg!
Have you done that before?
Or injected alcohol into my eyeballs?
Yeah.
Only on Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah. I tell
just
you what, though, afterwards, we with the whole crew and everybody, and me and Judy, we went to the Granada television bar, and it was about, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And nobody had had a drink, like 27 hours. I got the first drink, had a swallow, boom, foom. And the managing director of Granada Television walked up to me. Of course, he'd had all his kit. Didn't say, well done, or how do you feel? He said, next year, how would you do it differently?
Sounds like he's running this place. Oh, you're joking.
I was going to ask you, Chris and Dave, just quickly. If you get to 50 hours, would you be tempted just to go, let's see how far we can keep going?
Cheers. Well, stand.
Welcome back.
Sit down.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
I'm all right.
How many hours now? Seven?
To go, let's see how far we can keep going.
I think it's a good question, but I think that medically it would be foolhardy.
Yeah.
If they gave me a percentage of the money raised for current relief, I'd keep going. It's only fair.
Yeah, you're not allowed to take a cut.
No, can you believe that, Richard? We looked into it and they said no.
They won't give you
any, not even
a percentage.
No.
Shocking.
Unbelievable.
It's a low percent is a percentage.
I know.
I mean, theoretically, if say, you got £1 million...
Right, Greg, stop talking.
Yeah.
Come on,
okay.
By Friday.
Listen, who's sounding daft now?
Greg, if we make £100,000 before the end of your show, will you take all your clothes off and just cover yourself with a cup?
Yeah.
There you go. Right, here's why we do it. Send a text saying the word Chris to 70011. That's you helping us and Comet Relief. So, if you text the word Chris to 70011, you'll be given Comet Relief for £1 of your money. That will go to help the lives of poor and vulnerable people all over Africa and the UK. It costs £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £1 goes to Comet Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill, pays permission. Full terms and conditions, and to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So, if you text the word Chris to 70011, if we raise £14,000 before the next update at 3:30, Greg said he will go naked and just cover himself up.
No, he could cover
you
himself.
You did say yes.
No,
but you said yes.
Hang on, here we go.
You did, yeah.
You could cover yourself.
No, cover yourself with a cup.
No,
I
look,
think with
look,
the exact words.
That's a bad
Dave,
dream.
What, Dave, what are you holding up?
You could cover yourself. Can you see where's
hold
the camera?
Hold it to the camera there.
I'm just
you can cover yourself with one of these.
No, he doesn't need that.
That'll do.
Let's be honest, Greg.
Yeah.
So please, give us some money for Comet Relief. We've been on the radio, me and Dave, for 8 hours. Just text Chris to 70011. That's the word Chris to 70011. Play that piano, Greg.
So there's a load of people that are in their offices at the minute. And someone's just texted in saying that they are pretending that they're on a conference call, but actually listening in.
I like that.
So if you're in an office at the minute and you're just listening to Radio 1 all day because you can't stop listening and you can't stop watching it on the red button, everyone in that office now, please get your phones out together.
Come on.
Phones out.
Yes.
The word Chris in your message box.
Phones out. All out.
Exactly. Nice. 70011. Everyone in the office together now. Just do that. If there's 10 of you in the office, 20. If you're in a fraction, there's 100. Please do it now.
You can't get a signal in there.
Even Richard Madeley's going to
do it. Yeah, but I can't get a signal.
That lets you go. It's only a quid. Things aren't that bad, are they, Richard? He still must have some of that watch money left.
I've got a signal down here.
They're listening, by the way, at EastEnders. I had a text before from Shane Ritchie saying that they're on a break at the moment and they're all listening to the BBC Canteen at Elstree.
Oh, hello, brilliant. EastEnders.
Hi, EastEnders.
Hey, tell
hello,
EastEnders.
Shane could give us a pound of his panto money.
He could do, couldn't he?
Ian Beale, a.k.a. Adam, can dig deep. He's been there for a long time.
He's been there from day one.
Honestly, he's on the big
pretty
bucks,
much.
He's on the big bucks.
Right, the word Chris, 70011, thank you very, very much.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Greg James for Comic Relief. Hour 9.
And it's 20 to 3. Hey! I was born this way. It's Keith Chegwin. It's the second time I've done that gag. How many times we'll do that gag before the end of this?
Hey, another four.
Before that, you, me at six. Rescue me. There's Lady Gaga.
Many people, I've just had to check Twitter and text and stuff. So many people are asking about this stupid shirt I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah, they haven't realised. Oh, you just decided to wear that today?
Yeah.
That's what he wears normally at the weekends.
This is me.
Just a little.
People said before that you looked a little bit like a low-rent version of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Oh, my God.
That's harsh.
Yeah, I know, but funny,
that's
though, eh?
Really harsh, isn't it? Yeah,
Richard Madeley's here!
Hello!
Yay! Welcome back.
Thank you, welcome back.
Welcome back.
And we're back.
Where's Judy?
She's probably, as we speak, redrafting the chapters of her novel, which she sent off to the publisher yesterday.
Ooh. Yes. So how long has she been writing that?
Pretty much since we stopped. She's focused on that, and I've kind of focused on kind of relaunching myself as a freelance, really. So she's so tired of telly and broadcasting generally.
She's not going to jack it in, though, is she?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I think she might become a full-time writer if the book works. And she's written about two-thirds of it now.
Wow.
It's a ghost story. It's really good. It's really good. Because, you know, you have to suspend your disbelief on a ghost story. And it works, you know.
What's it called? Can you tell us?
And he's told me not to. I don't know why.
It's called... Yes. It's called Judy Finnegan.
It's behind you, Greg.
And she'll put her name on it?
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. And she's got an English degree and she's a good writer and she loves books, you know.
So she's not going to have a ghost writer then?
Oh!
She's going to write
Dave,
it
go
herself.
Home.
And you know what? That's
challenge
it.
Over.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
The game is up.
No more puns.
It's comedy, Dave, isn't it?
Apparently so. Yeah. You feel free to call him just Dave.
Yeah, I will now.
That'll do.
And Chloe's skating every day.
Chloe's skating her socks off. Yeah, she's out there now. They've got two routines this week. They've got the partnership one. And they all got to do a solo for the first time, which is really frightening.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think she'll be fine. I've got a lot of confidence in her. She's a very... she's always been physically very brave, right? Mm. I mean, when she was really tiny, and we used to take her and Jack, her older brother, to the park to go to the swings, he'd get on the swings to be pushed. She'd sort of vanish, and you'd see she'd shinned up the A-frame, and she was hanging by her knees upside down, you know?
Right.
Climbing trees, you know,
she gets very
jumping.
Nervous, though, on the skating, and I think a lot of the time...
Is she?
It is, yeah, and in the early weeks, and I think still to an extent now, I don't think Chloe... appreciates how good she is.
No, she doesn't.
Genuinely,
no,
because
doesn't.
I think she has all... There was a couple
she
of
She agrees with Jason. Whenever Jason has a go at her, she comes in and says, no, he's right.
It was
he's
a
right.
few weeks ago when she had a really, really good routine, and beforehand she was going to go, oh, I'm really worried about the step sequence and whether I'll do this and whether I'll do that.
She's getting on top of it, actually.
But she nailed it,
yeah,
you know?
She's definitely, in the last 2 weeks, she's stopped having these stupid panic attacks. Because, I mean, we took a bit of advice on it. It's really interesting. The reason that people get performance anxiety, you must have done, you must have got really frightened.
Yeah.
It's because you're doing something that's A, risky, and be very challenging in the public eye, and your body is telling you to run away.
Yeah.
So you're producing all this adrenaline, which is flight or fight, you know, the caveman reflex, and it's telling you to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And what you have to do, you have to think over that and say, no, it's okay, adrenaline gland, that's fine, I don't need your help on this occasion because I want
to
be
to
here.
It?
You have to talk to it.
Sure.
You talk to your
adrenaline.
You talk
to the gland.
You talk to the gland. Okay. Tell it to the gland.
I haven't done that for hours. She's doing a really good job. Yeah, she's such a...
Proud.
By the way, she's a credit to you and Judy, can I just say, because she's such a lovely, charming girl.
No, that's all her.
She's really, really sweet. And, because I'd never met her before. I don't think I'd ever met before. And just from the few weeks I went down to support Lummox here on Dancing on Ice.
Hello.
I saw her every week. She's very, very sweet. I like her a lot.
Sweet
she's
kid,
a good
I
girl.
Yeah.
I think she might win.
Mm.
I don't want to jinx it, but I'd put
Well, she's
in
the semis. That's Sunday. And, It's very hard to call, isn't it? But I mean, obviously, the three best skaters now. There's four left. There's her. There's Laura. She's a very strong skater. And there's
Sam.
There's Sam Atwood. And obviously, the weaker skater is Johnston. But his personal journey has been incredible. The fact that he's able to do what he's doing, and that is getting him a lot of support
on skating. So how many? There's one more go this Sunday. Then
and then
it's
three in the final.
So really, on skating, he should go. Johnson should go. Well, you would imagine Johnson would go.
I don't think he will. I think he might win it. Look, it's a television show. It's not the Olympics.
No, I know, and I'm not having a dig, but I'm saying
not,
on skating.
On skating, yes, he should.
It's Sam, Laura,
Sam,
Chloe.
Laura,
in
Chloe, yeah.
But you know
order.
What? But Johnson would admit that himself. You know,
I'm not sure actually. He's in order. order to achieve what he's achieved, if you listen to him and what he says, he's, and I'm not saying in any way that he's got any kind of inappropriate ego, but he's very confident.
Yeah.
He's very confident that what he's doing is good, and it is, and that he knows that it's for him. I mean, you know, that guy was on death's door for 3 months, you know. I mean, he took an RPG to the head.
Yeah.
He shouldn't really be alive.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's able to, you know, manoeuvre confidently around the rink is an amazing journey.
That's incredible.
So, you know, he might deserve to win for that reason alone. It is a television show, as I say. Yeah. It's not the Olympics.
I think it's a travesty that Dave's not in it still, really.
Well, I think I went out at the right time, really.
I disagree.
I think I went out at the right time.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's about the right time to go.
Do you know what?
I'll tell you what, it was for my
that.
Sunday, because I was, it was costing me a fortune in petrol, because they never sent me a car. It cost me a fortune in being in Dancing and Ice. It's texting not, every week, petrol.
Buying the booze at the bar afterwards.
Oh, it's not cheap in there.
No, it's not.
It's not subbed, is it?
It's, you know, you get 3 bottles of wine for everybody, because all the, you know, the family come down and makes and stuff. That's 60 quid.
I know.
Your petrol.
And who was always first at the bar? Never had to queue. Tony Gubber. So did you walk in? We're legging it out of there. Legging it out. Straight to the bar. Gubber's always there.
He's there, waiting in the queue.
Look
for
at that.
Service.
Bought an amazing bottle of wine there. Anyway, look, we've got to do a total of our comic relief money so far, right? You ready? And then we'll have some... we'll do the total, play a quick record, have some quick-fire questions for Richard, because we haven't done any yet. But we've got some good ones. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so... the fundraising amount was £86,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now up to...
£93,500.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, great. If we get up to £100,000, Greg James says he will go completely naked with just a big red nose to cover his.
I didn't
big
say
red
that.
Nose.
You were joking, didn't he, Richard?
Yeah,
you
that's
did.
What he said.
I wasn't next to him. I can remember the lip movements as you said it. You said it. You said just a cup. You said.
I never thought I'd be stitched up by Richard Madeley.
Greg,
not being stitched up.
You can't disagree with the Madeley.
Stick with it.
Well, I'm going to try.
Madeley man,
I'm not. This will cover it, won't it?
Sure.
Hey, Richard, this will cover it. Come on, that's twice within that gang.
No.
All right. Hey, hang on a second. Let me take the lid off this pen. That'll cover it.
Right.
So, if you want to give us some money, this is a big push now because our next total will be just after 3:30. If it's £100,000, Greg has to go naked.
No,
so,
I don't. Stop
here's
saying
what you
this.
Do.
Stop saying.
We would like you to give us some money. Get your phone out and text the word Chris to 70011. Have I done all the T&Cs in this half hour, Laura?
You did it at
2:40. All right, so I don't need to
there
do it
you
again.
Go, we're
so
done.
Get your phone now. Everyone listening, if you take your phone out and write Chris to 70011, it's £1 to come at relief, and it's another £1 to go to the kitty. 93,500. If we hit 100,000 by 3:30, Greg has to go naked.
Well, he promised he would.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
Yes. I didn't.
No, we all heard it.
You just thought it wasn't going to happen.
No.
You know, it was a distant fantasy, wasn't it?
We all heard it.
Now reality is getting closer.
Naked.
And you're
naked.
Greg. Richard Madeley wants to see you naked, man. What's wrong with you? Actually, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what is wrong with all of you?
So Greg, text the word Chris.
We just take a man at his word, mate, that's all.
00011. What do you want to play? Which one? Oh, Black and Decker. All right, we'll play that. Right, so text Chris to 70011. Everyone listening, everyone watching, if you do it now, we'll hit 100,000. Greg will be naked.
Yeah. This, no way.
We're saving Africa with nudity and chart tunes. Right, it's 6 minutes to three. Richard Madeley just said to me, is this Wiz Khalifa? I said, yeah. He goes, I love this. Is it Black and Yellow? I said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they play us on Radio 2, this one?
Doubt it.
Should do.
Doubt it.
Next time you're on, you can lay down some Wiz Khalifa.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Did you see that? Did you see that that group on Strictly on Sunday? On Strictly. Dancing on Ice on
Sunday.
Oh,
the Overtones.
Yeah. The Overtones. They're pretty good, aren't they?
Mm. I've met them. They're quite nice.
They're cool.
Quite funny, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not Wiz Khalifa.
No, that's true. No.
Right, questions for Richard Madeley from Sarah. What's the highlight of your career? Hello, he's here.
Next question.
No, it's an answer. It's probably interviewing both the Clintons.
Right.
But
the cards people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're very, very clever.
And they do balloons
and
now.
And they run America,
too. Yeah,
8.5 hours, Richard. I've still got it.
Very good. But the combined high point and low point was interviewing O.J. Simpson. We got the global exclusive with him live. He gave his first live interview after being acquitted.
Yeah.
And And it was that was the highlight, getting him and starting the interview. The low light was that the people who ran ITV at the time suddenly got cold feet about the whole idea, which was stupid. And this half-hour live programme we had, they said we had to conclude the interview with OJ in 9 minutes. Nine minutes. Yeah. So, and they had lawyers in to make sure we did. What we should have done, we should have walked. We said, no, we're not doing the interview. That's stupid. And we terminated the interview just as it was getting really interesting. We were talking to him about his thing for knives.
Well, he can't hang around. He's still hunting for the real killers. That's what OJ's
doing. Of course he is.
He's on a mission
to track them down.
What about the Ali G thing? That was just a bit of fun.
I don't know how... to this day, I don't understand why that took on the sort of... it was voted the worst moment in British television history.
No, but that means it's the best.
Well, I mean, I went to bed trailing clouds of glory when I saw that, you know. I don't know. I suppose it was just so barking, you know. But I thought the script was quite funny. Me and Judy wrote quite a good little script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Double O, double one. What do you want to play? Which one? Oh, Black & Decker. All right, we'll play that. Right, so text Chris to 70011. Everyone listening, everyone watching, if you do it now, we'll hit 100,000. Greg will be naked.
Yeah. No way.
We're saving Africa with nudity and chart tunes. Right, it's 6 minutes to three.
Paint. I hear they're scared of it, but them pros ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. It's the big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you out here checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule.
I mean, I went to bed trailing clouds of glory when I saw that, you know. I don't know, it was... I suppose it was just so barking, you know. But I thought the script was quite funny. Me and Judy wrote quite a good little script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom says, would you like to do a chat show?
No.
Like Parky?
No.
No?
No, done it.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
Greg in London says, what do you really think of Philip Schofield, Spill the Beans?
I like him, and I think he's a very talented broadcaster.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Phil. Right.
Are you friends?
We've never had dinner together.
Right.
But yeah,
would you like to have dinner with him?
Yeah, I suppose so.
We might be able to sort it out, you
could
see.
Could you get me a date with
him?
Yeah,
we could probably sort it out.
I mean, I remember
definitely.
Him from the Broom Cupboard. Do you remember when he started out with Gordon the Gopher and all
that?
He's a very good broadcaster. Yeah. Why you got down on him?
What?
Why have you got a downer on him?
No, I don't have a downer on him. I just
gone up on him.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We are up.
Yeah. The only reason I brought it up is because he's here.
Hey! Hey! You fell into our trap.
Hello, Philip.
That's a good one.
Is that all right, Phil?
Yeah. Oh, Richard, I was dying for you to go. Honestly, all right.
All right, okay.
Some of his interviews are a bit weak.
That would have been gold.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Richard, Philip, Richard. Look at this.
You should have told me I could have acted that.
No, I know.
Richard, why did you think we've been going back to the whole Philip thing three times
now? I just thought you were getting tired, to be honest. I thought we were just running out of steam and ideas.
We ran out of material in 2003.
You're looking good, mate.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Philip.
Good.
I feel all right, you know. Maybe
you haven't done anything yet.
I've been on for 8.5 hours.
Oh, that's nothing. That's like the final of Dancing on Ice. It's longer than that.
Richard was saying what a doddle that gig is. He was agreeing with me.
Yeah. Off the edge.
Turn up, read the order cue, go home, boom. How much? Unbelievable. Tell you what, you could save Africa by giving your weekly wage.
I've been texting, by the way.
Have you?
Yes,
I
have.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've been doing. I do actually owe money, don't I? From
you
yesterday.
You do. You do owe us some money for being on for my interview on this morning yesterday.
So we never actually figured out how much it is that I owe.
Well, you guessed one word and got it wrong.
Yeah,
so I say
wrong.
That's £100.
Okay.
Look, he was having a sweat. Look.
Yeah.
Can someone get Philip a coffee?
Is that it?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
What happened? You...
Okay, so why went
he
on...
He plays a game on his own.
Okay. Every guest that comes in to see us in the morning, if they're going to do this morning with Philip and Holly, we go, Ian, we'll give you this word. You've got to shoehorn into their interview.
For us. I see.
So I went on yesterday to talk about this. So I said, right, well, I'll shoehorn a word in. and see if they can guess it. If they guess it, I'll give money as current relief. If they guess it wrong, they give money. So I have the words written down in an envelope.
Just hold on a second.
What?
The way this started was like that, and getting a guest to come in.
Sure.
And then we were listening, of course, so we knew that was going on. So then he wouldn't say on air what the keyword was.
Yeah.
So we didn't know.
Right.
And then yesterday he played the game all on his own.
Yeah. And he was
going to come in and just say a word. And I was texting him saying, no, you've got to put it in an envelope or something. Yeah. Well, I know, you could pick any random word.
I am here, by the way.
Well,
just a minute,
frankly,
Chris, just give us a break for a second.
Sorry.
That's all right, it's okay. Go on, back off.
Do Chris. Now this has ended up in a game he just plays on his own.
And you're given £100 on a promise, really.
For no good reason. Yeah.
Listen, you, not only did I say the secret word, but I somehow, with my magic mind, Richard Madeley, got Philip Schofield to say the word.
Right.
It was beautiful. But listen to this, right?
Listen.
You've sent other people in here with secret
words. I forgot.
Right?
Yeah.
You forgot, did you?
No, yeah. Oh, did
See,
I?
Haven't done
I don't
it
know.
Yet.
So, I've got to shoehorn the word.
We'll just explain. Have a look at this. This is, if you've missed what he does, then this is what we do. What we do is Chris will set someone a task in the morning on his show on Radio 1 to try and get a word, shoehorn a word into our show.
Right. Okay.
Now, did you not know? You haven't heard this back, have you?
And now, here is the reveal, Richard, of what the word was.
We've got about 25 seconds to go, so
okay,
off you go.
So what word do you think it is?
Monkeys. I think it's sushi.
Sushi?
Monkeys?
You're going to absolutely kick yourself as well.
I bet it's Phil.
What? So, no, I had to shoehorn the word... Shoehorn!
It was...
Boom!
It was lovely, Philip, when you said it as well.
I had no idea. But I'd said the word.
You said it so clearly as well.
I had no
it was
idea.
Like, so you've got to try and shoehorn.
It was like you knew.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, how do you know what the word is? because Philip had said, no, you have to put it in an envelope. You know, he speaks in that funny kind of brought up in New Zealand and England. He doesn't know how he talks.
It's the BBC thing.
You have to put the word in an envelope and bring the envelope and reveal it. So the word was going to be envelope.
Yeah.
And then we thought, well, because then everyone will say it.
You gave me an idea.
Right. For a TV show?
No, to raise money. Of course, we can't enforce this, but if I can read the minds of all of your listeners, and I'll use you as a test group, right?
Yeah.
If I do it, they might consider giving a quid, okay?
All right.
I'm going to read their minds through a little mathematical mind-reading trick. It'll take a minute, is that right?
Sure.
Right, everybody here,
we've got hours.
I'm fascinated. Okay. Everybody in the studio, right, I want you to think of your secret number. Keep it simple, because we're going to do a bit of maths, but so keep it simple. It can be a million if you want, but keep it simple.
Yeah.
So think of a number. Memorise it, right? You don't want to forget it. Okay? Okay, now double it. Times it by two.
Yeah,
everyone
at
home do this as well. Times two. Add, what's the date today? 16th. Add 16.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Halve it. Divide it by two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take away that secret number.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that all of you...
Greg's lost.
Everybody,
you know what? I've lost count.
Our left. Just let me check your eyes. Look at your eyes.
Yeah.
Eyes, please.
Yeah.
What's she called?
Laura.
Laura. Look at my eyes. Okay. You're all of you left with 8.
Yes.
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 Even Greg.
Did
you
have
it, Greg?
Yeah, I was left with 8.
Can I say, who was left with 8? 8?
You got lost
me?
On
Philip?
Yeah.
Philip, 8? Apart from who is she, Laura? 9.
But can I ask a silly question, possibly? Yeah. Does that mean that everyone has to start with the number 6?
No. I'll tell you what, then. Do you want to do it one more time?
No. Listen, okay. let me have a go with you, okay? Richard, okay. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Double it.
Yep.
Add 11.
Hang on. Yes.
Okay. And what do you really think of Philip Schofield? Boom!
23.
Right.
Out of 100.
Hold it back.
All right, okay, look, we better get a move on. Listen, Richard, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Thank you for coming into this. Give
your
our love to Judy and Chloe and Jack and everybody.
And good luck with all this.
Thank you. We're on fire.
Yeah. Especially when I wake up for a pee in the middle of the night, I'll think, my God.
Hey, by the way, the middle of the night shows are brilliant. We pre-recorded them last week, so no one knows.
They're really good.
Oh, it's class material, it really is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Madeley. There he is. Richard Madeley. Lovely. Right. Oh, no, I'm on the wrong jingle. I'm on hour 9, aren't we, already?
Yeah. This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever!
With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Greg James for Comic Relief.
Black Eyed Peas, Just Can't Get Enough on BBC Radio 1. Before that was Witchcraft by Pendulum on Radio 1's longest show ever with me, Chris Moyles, and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Mr. Greg James.
All right.
And Philip Schofield.
Yay!
Is here.
Thank
Philip, you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on my show.
Whose show am I actually
well,
on?
It's Greg's
your
well,
show.
No,
it?
Well,
it's your show, Greg.
Time slot, but it's Chris and Dave show. But it's kind of mine, so thanks for coming on.
Well, really, though, Greg, he came in to see me.
Of course he did.
Oh, probably Dave, because he's and I had a laugh with Dave for a few weeks.
Well, his daughter stole the show.
Didn't
on
she? Nicole.
Nicole's, yeah.
Waving. She was very sweet.
She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best bit of the show.
I thought it was.
Yeah. No offence.
No, you're right. No, I appreciate that.
And your little dig at Jason Gardner was brilliant. Very quick. I like that.
Oh, the hat gag was
very
good.
Quick, Philip Schofield.
Like it.
Yeah, that was a tricky moment.
You looked actually like
moment.
You were in mischievous mood on
I was,
Sunday. You
I
could
was,
tell, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'd already got into a minor bit of trouble because I mentioned it on This Morning and then it got in the paper.
Yeah.
And Jason took it in very good spirit, bless his heart, yeah. Mostly. And then I thought, to hell with it, on Sunday, 10 million people, I'll do it again.
It was good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you too. You tell him.
Talking of
tell
which,
him, nobody.
Very quickly, I just had a text from Glenn, who's the big producer of Dancing and Ice, to say that they've just had a whip around in the office and they've thrown in another £100 for
hey!
The Comic Relief, which is lovely.
Thank
so thank you very much. That's just from all the office staff down
nice.
At Shepperton. So
that's very good.
So Philip,
I've got another challenge for you.
Yes, sir.
How much would you want people to raise or us to give if you were to say the word maidly on tomorrow's This Morning?
Okay. Yeah, that's
could you, could
good
you work
one.
That in?
Yeah, I could get that in.
And
I'm
then
good
is,
at working
and then
words
is a has been afterwards.
No, I can't.
No, say that's
that.
A friend of mine from Isla. Africa. We're Isla. Raising money for him. Is a has been. If you could say hello to those two, that would be great.
Well, getting.
Can we?
I'll do it.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, every day, well, not every day.
Friday.
Fridays on Greg's show, he does a brilliant radio competition.
I've taken part.
Right.
I've been on it.
But not live.
Oh, no.
On the red button.
Oh, man. Are we doing it live?
Well, look at this guy. We've got this cameraman in. Movable cameraman.
Would you take part in Greg's original radio game show?
This
called
is
the square.
The one that we stole the idea from.
Well,
yeah. Lucky he didn't come after us, actually. Oh, you are?
I am.
Okay.
Well, after saying that, Greg stole it as well, because Justin Lee Collins did the pilot, and then they gave it to Greg. So, could you imagine such a thing, Philip? Heaven forbid! Morning, Justin.
Nothing's original, mate.
Right. So, what do you want to do? Will you lead it? Do you want to play? Do you want to take part?
Of course
part?
I will.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Greg, you lead it.
Okay, so we would like you to do the... Well, it's kind of the flagship game of the square.
Okay.
Which you've done before, but you've not done it live.
Okay.
It's a physical challenge, this.
Yep.
The square!
I think Chris has got... Do you want to do it?
Which one do you want to go for?
We'll do the pound coin game.
Okay, all right. The pound coin game? How does that work?
Welcome to the square, which, for legal reasons, is nothing like the cube on ITV1.
Nothing.
Feeling nervous? You should be.
Yes.
All you have to do is throw a pound coin... into the mug.
Oh.
You have 3 attempts. Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But nothing is easy in the square.
Okay.
So, Philip, are you ready?
That's not the voice.
Yeah. That's a bit like
kind of like that, isn't it?
It's the square voice.
Oh, hang on, sorry.
Welcome to the square.
There you are. That's nice.
Good.
Okay, you ready?
There's a microphone in the way here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chris, can you make me to make up some facts about people who have done this game and like the statistics, like
well,
stupid
I've
facts.
Done this. Well, the statistic is me, because okay. The last time I did this, I did it in one.
Oh,
I
did
think
you now?
You remember.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, don't look so doubtful.
Statistically, people with grey hair do quite well at this game.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, here we go. Philip is
you can
try
watch
and...
this on the red button online now.
Live. Look at this, a highlight. Philip finally back on the BBC and look what he's doing. Come on. We're talking telephone numbers.
Oh, the pressure is immense.
Isn't it?
It is tough.
Just get that move on.
Oh, that's one fail. One fail.
Missed it.
See, people think it's easy when they listen at home, don't they?
Second go.
Right.
Second
nothing
go.
Is easy inside the square.
It's not.
Oh yeah!
and you've got Philip saying nothing is easy inside the square, which you can clip up and use on
your endorsement.
When you finish filming the square with the cube, sorry, do you copyright me? Do you go and use the set afterwards? Do you sort of go and say, hold it off, guys, I'm going to go and have a go?
No, not because usually the crew want to go home. I've played some of the games, and we have there's a warehouse and Cube headquarters underneath the Cube where we, before the new series, we go in and we play the games, and they show me the new games. So
Cube
I've done that.
Headquarters.
I built the tower where you build the Perspex tower.
I know that one.
I did that during Fire Alarm. And I started it, and they started the whole thing. Okay, and this is what you do, build it up, and then the fire alarm went off, and they said, "Well, we should stop, reading, go out." I said, no, I'm halfway through.
That's right.
So they said, no, seriously, we should go out. I said, no, I'm halfway through, and I actually built my tower during a fire alarm.
That should be a genuine game. You should have the cube, but go. Yeah. But today it's on fire.
Mm. I think we should fill it full of water.
Yeah. Will you finish the challenge and burn to death?
You've turned into Anne Robinson.
No, not Anne Robinson. So, which one of you has dark hair and which one of you is a silver fox? Yes, it's still on. Is it the BBC One show or the BBC Two show with no budget and no audience?
At what stage do you think you are going to become hysterical?
Hello?
I think it was just then, Philip.
Really?
8 hours, 51. Yeah. Been on for.
I thought I would come in here and I would have to, like a giraffe, look over the top of all the energy drinks and the power shakes.
We're not doing any of that.
You've got nothing like that.
Sushi, right? I've had to eat sushi and I'm on a protein shake. I've never been so healthy.
Dried apricots we've got as well for slow release energy. We're being really good.
Well, you said yesterday on this morning when you came on that the sweet stuff is bad.
Yeah. Mm. Because it picks you up and then it drops you on the other side.
So what about this guy in the States then? Greg and I were talking about him earlier on, this bloke that had the massive record in the States on this radio station, WUAG, I think.
That's not what you said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you
said WVAG.
I misread.
I want to work there.
I misread my rights.
Yeah, it was, do you know what? Yeah.
It was only great, once I said WVAG. It, I realised what I'd actually said. What a radio station.
You know my second favourite station, that is.
Right. You should hear the jingles. Oh, they really suck you in. Yeah. Give me the sound of the station.
Anyway, to answer your question, 3:22, Philip, is the moment that we go hysterical.
Really, 3:22. Yeah. About now then.
Yeah, that's right.
Now this, he did. What did he do? 157 hours. And I'm sorry to say this. I don't know whether there was any correlation between what he'd just done and what happened to him immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
But I think.
Yep.
He died.
Well, there's a rumour that somebody, he did one of these record-breaking shows and died, and there's a rumour that somebody else did a record-breaking show and now has brain damage. So
it's not a good thing either way. Sleep deprivation is used as a form of torture by certain organisations.
So it is actually physically possible to talk yourself to death.
Hmm.
In actual fact, what you're doing here is a very, very brave thing. This is why you should raise so much more money, because it's dangerous.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
It's dangerous.
And then the guy went mad and renamed the station WVAG.
WVAG. If you would like to give us some money, like Philip just said, for our amazing challenge, you can text the word Chris to 70011. It's giving us £1 to Comet Relief. Comet Relief will use to change the lives of poor and vulnerable people across the UK and Africa. It costs £1, plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £1 will go to Comet Relief. You've got to be 16 or over, and ask the bill pays permission, full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate more, you can go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's all there on the screen, right there. What are you doing, Philip?
I'm just going to show something to your camera. The camera that is is on me, one there.
Yeah.
If I go
very close, because you're...
That just to prove that.
Oh, you've sent it. 70011. Oh.
Very good. Thank you, Philip.
Most of us have done more than one, though, Philip.
I'm still doing them now.
Okay,
he's still doing it all the way through.
He's got neck.
He's got a lot, does he? Play my game, give me some money.
Gracious.
When you're on holiday, I'll fill
in. To keep the £1.
Yeah.
That was Chris's.
So send the word Chris, it is mine, to 70011. Thank you very much. If you've enjoyed any of the last couple of hours, especially with Richard Madeley and Philip, and who is a legend, by the way.
Absolutely. And Richard Madeley.
No, you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And of course, Madeley has been, of course. So a week Thursday, by the way, is a big night for me and Philip, because I think we're finally going out.
How are you?
Week Thursday, you can't get out of it.
No, I know. No, I think it's fine, and that's why it's a Thursday, because I'm not working the next day. We did Celebrity Juice together, and you... I think it's almost kidnapping, really. I was kept in the bar a very long time.
We had a few drinks and a chat.
And I said, I've got to go, and you wasn't allowed to leave.
No.
I was forced. I was force-fed beer.
Well, I saw you for the early part of that ordeal as well.
Yeah.
You know, and you looked in pain then.
And so we had a good night. We're remounting it.
Well, tell you what, a few drinks down Philip Schofield, he tells you everything. Oh. Hey, Philip, what do you think of so-and-so? Yeah, nice guy, you know, does a good show. 4 pints later, what do I think of him? Let me tell you this. It was great.
Did you say he was like Louis Walsh in that respect? In terms of the fact that he'll tell you everything.
After a few pints, you're a bit Louis Walsh, but I don't really know where you're going with this.
That was the only similarity.
Anyway, 7-0-0-1. Nice to see you, Philip.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
We're gonna carry on with this ridiculous record-breaking show. We're almost at 9 hours now.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and I will be listening as long as I possibly can today.
Well, what time are you going to bed tonight? Do you ever know?
Normally about 11.
Right, okay. Well, 9 till 10, you know, when you finish your tea, you and the missus.
This is when we're into the specialist stuff later on, isn't it?
Well, 9 till 10 is going to be... It's all on the red button, so you can watch at any point. But after you've watched Corrie, after me and missus has taken over the remote for an hour and a half...
I'm doing the box set of 24 at the moment, so that's where I'll be.
What series are you on?
We finished series 5 last night.
It's good 5, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
6 is rubbish.
Oh, no.
7 gets better and 8 is amazing.
Mm. You've ruined it for him now.
No.
He dies in the end.
Oh.
So anyway, you can switch over and watch.
Oh,
no. Maybe he doesn't.
Just
saying. No. What? I'll tell you what happens. Bobby wakes up. Jack's in the shower. And he goes, what's going on here? That's an old reference. Ask your parents. I better play a record. So, what should we play? A Katy Perry's new song? Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Right. Back on this morning, tomorrow, Philip Schofield with the lovely Holly. And thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Philip Schofield. Hey.